Most of the Panhandle counties are about two-thirds of the seniors, some of them are more, that have gotten shots. Obviously, this is open to 50-plus, but we hope there'll be more remaining seniors can come here.
The governor spoke at the county's newest walk-in vaccination site, Zion Hope Primitive Baptist Church on Leonard Street. It's expected to provide 2,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to individuals 50 and older over the next 3 days.
You know, we're now at over a third of that age 60 to 64 in Escambia, and I think that's pretty similar throughout most of the Panhandle. So I think that 60 to 64 will keep growing this week and into next week.
The demand for vaccine was more intense in January than it is now, according to the governor, who said in part because of the millions of doses already given to Florida seniors.
If the demand continues to be manageable, you know, we want to lower the age again at the appropriate time. So I don't have an announcement on that yet, but we're monitoring it. We're talking with all the retail pharmacies about how many people are going in for that, looking at the county sites, the state sites, all these different things.
As more people get the COVID shots, the question is becoming just what they can and cannot do when they reach full vaccination. The CDC has some new guidelines, according to Marie Mott at the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
Gathering indoors in small groups with fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask, or gathering indoors with unvaccinated people from one other household, unless there's somebody in that group that has an increased risk for severe illness from COVID or lives with someone with a severe risk.
While some things are loosening up, Mott and the CDC emphasize that this is not the time to go hog wild. Some practices should remain in place for now, even for those fully vaccinated.
Wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart from other people, avoiding large crowds, avoiding closed up and poorly ventilated spaces, and particularly when you're around unvaccinated people or people with a high risk for severe illness, and public places as well.
With numerous locations offering the shots both statewide and locally, Governor DeSantis said more are expected to come online in the next few weeks.
Here in Escambia County, you have 9 Walgreens that are offering it, 7 Publix pharmacies, 2 CVS, 1 Winn-Dixie's, and 5 Walmart pharmacies. That's a pretty significant retail footprint. It's easy for people to go. It's usually pretty close by where they live.
Floridians are also more able to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is only one shot compared to the others that require a couple of shots spaced out by 3 or 4 weeks.
We hope to get more Johnson & Johnson over the next couple weeks, although right now we're not scheduled to get any more, but we weren't scheduled to get any this week, and they did trickle this out. So my hope is that you start to get really significant amounts of Johnson & Johnson to match what we're getting with Pfizer and Moderna.
And the governor said getting online appointments is not the hassle it was at the start because the demand has slackened up.
So it doesn't necessarily fill up in 10 minutes. And so you can go on these websites, you got a pretty good chance to get an appointment in a very convenient way. And that's partially because we vaccinated so many people, but also because you do have more vaccine on a weekly basis than we did 2 or 3 months ago.
The walk-up site at Zion Hope Primitive Baptist will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. each of the 3 days. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.